This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former presidents, members of Congress, and civil rights leaders have paid their last respects to longtime U.S. Representative John Lewis at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Former President Barack Obama said that Lewis's legacy must be carried on until civil rights and equality are achieved.
Like John, we've got to keep getting into that good trouble. He knew that nonviolent protest is patriotic, a way to raise public awareness and put a spotlight on injustice and make the powers that be uncomfortable.
Lewis, an Alabama sharecropper's son who strove for equality for blacks in an America grappling with racial bigotry and segregation, was a fiercely determined champion of nonviolent protest and was inspired by the late Martin Luther King Jr. His death from pancreatic cancer comes as America reckons with its history of racial discrimination following the May 25th death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The virus pandemic is expected to lead to a surge in mail-in and absentee voting, and for the first time, President Donald Trump is floating the idea of delaying the November election, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's not his call. Presidential election dates are set in federal law, and Congress would have to change them. Still, the president's asking if the November 3rd election should be delayed until people can safely vote. Tweeting universal mail-in voting will lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. There's no evidence of widespread voter fraud through mail-in voting, but as he trails in public and private polls, the president's been increasingly trying to raise doubts about the election. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Thursday spikes in the number of new COVID-19 cases in some countries were driven partly by young people letting down their guard. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros warned that the world needed to learn to live with COVID-19.
And young people can transmit the virus to others. That's why young people must take the same precautions to protect themselves and protect others as everyone else.
The United States leads overall infections of coronavirus, followed by Brazil and India. Former GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain has died after battling the coronavirus. He was 74. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Herman Cain had been ill with COVID-19 for several weeks. It's not exactly clear when or where he was infected, but he was hospitalized less than 2 weeks after attending President Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma in June. The one-time pizza company executive had been an outspoken backer of the president, and he was named by the campaign as a co-chair of Black Voices for Trump. A post on Cain's Twitter account announced his death. I'm Shelley Adler.
The coronavirus pandemic gave the U.S. economy its biggest blow since the Great Depression in the second quarter of this year. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins has more.
GDP, the broadest measure of economic activity, shrank 32.9% in the second quarter in the biggest economic dive since the government started keeping records in 1947. That was more than triple the previous all-time decline of 10% seen back in 1958. Much of that weakness came in April when the economy grounded to a halt with stay-at-home orders forcing the closure of restaurants, bars, factories, and many other businesses. Since then, many states have tried to reopen with varying degrees of success. New coronavirus cases have spiked in many of those early states, forcing them to scale back those efforts. More than 1.4 million people signed up for first-time jobless benefits last week. All told, over 30 million Americans received some type of government unemployment assistance during the month of July.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. NASA's most elaborate life-hunting Mars rover has rocketed away from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Thursday. The rover, named Perseverance, will drill down and scrounge for evidence of past microscopic life in an ancient lake bed in Mars. NASA is teaming up with the European Space Agency to return samples to Earth around 2031. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.